magnificent stone. They put it up this morning. It's just a magnificent stone. Gary?
George, we'll leave you alone with her.
What?
I'm sure there are things you'd like to say.
No, I'm good. Really good. George.
Thank you now.
And then we just swept the Orioles. Four games. In Baltimore. So. What were you saying to the Rosses over there anyway?
Oh, man, I don't know. I told them her death takes place in the shadow of new life. She's not really dead if we find a way to remember her.
What is that?
Star Trek 2.
Replicon!
Hey, Kramer, I saw it last night. Spock dies, they wrap him up in a towel, and they shoot him out the bowels of the ship in that big sunglasses case.
That's a hell of a thing when Spock died.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the stone is up. Paid my respects. I guess that's it.
So it's over?
I have mourned for 3 long months. Summer months, too. Anybody could grieve in January. It's time for George to start being George again.
All right, so let's do something later. How about a movie?
Yes! Nothing says George like a movie.
Movie?
Yeah, you in?
No, I can't. I got my martial arts class.
Oh, George is going to the movie!
So how's your karate class going?
Karate, Jerry, karate. The lifetime pursuit of balance and harmony.
But with punching and kicking.
Jerry, karate is not here. It's here. And here. And here.
All right, I gotta go to the airport and pick up Elaine.
What, she's been away?
She's been in Mexico for 6 weeks.
You think you're wrong. We just went to the fireworks the other day.
That was July 4th. All right, I'm out of here. And when I get back, I don't want to see you here, here, or here.
It was unbelievable. 6 weeks of traveling through Mexico, all on Peterman's peso.
Wow. So did you get any good ideas for the catalog?
Oh, tons.
Anything you couldn't have gotten tearing open a bag of Doritos and watching Viva Zapata?
You don't respect my work at all, do you?
No, I don't.
No. What's been going on around this dump? How's your fiancé?
My what?
Jeannie, your fiancé?
Oh, yeah, that. Well...
All right. Spill it, Jerome.
There's really not that much to tell. About a month ago, we were here having lunch, and all of a sudden, we both just blurted out, I hate you.
See ya.
See ya. It was unprecedented. I mean, it was the first truly mutual breakup in relationship history. No rejection, no guilt, no remorse.
You've never felt remorse.
I know, I feel bad about that.
I bet your parents were upset, huh?
Nah.
You haven't told them yet, have you?
No.
So I pressed through the rushes. There, below me, the shimmering waters of Lake Victoria.
Oh, for the love of God, man! Just tell me what the product is.
It's a washcloth.
No washcloths.
Well, Mr. Peterman, I've got a really good idea for a hat. Well, it combines the spirit of old Mexico with a little big city panache. I like to call it the urban sombrero.
Oh, my neck is one gargantuan monkey fist.
Are you okay, Mr. Peterman?
Yes, yes. Go on.
Well, see, it's businessmen taking siestas. You know, it's the urban sombrero. Mr. Peterman?
Hey, Jerry, I'm feeling something. Something I haven't felt for a long time.
Pride?
No. Autonomy. Complete and total autonomy.
Well, you're your own boss now.
I want to go to a tractor pull.
Go ahead.
I'm staying out all night.
Who's stopping you?
I want to bite into a big hunk of cheese. Just bite into it like it's an apple.
Whatever.
Oh, God.
What?
It's Dolores.
Who?
Malva.
Jerry, hi.
Hi, Dolores.
George, you remember Dolores?
Dolores.
Hi. I heard you got engaged.
Yes, Dolores, I did. It didn't work out, though, Dolores.
Oh, that's too bad. You know, we should get together sometime. See ya.
See ya.
Hi, Dolores. But Malva hated.
So did I. You know what? I bet it was the engagement. I've shown I can go all the way.
All the way?
Not our all the way, they're all the way. I got the stink of responsibility on me.
Yeah, you were engaged for like a minute. I was engaged for a year.
You stink worse than I do.
I'm feeling something else here, Jerry.
Elaine, Mr. Peterman on line one.
Hello, Mr. Peterman. How are you feeling?
Elaine, I'll be blunt. I'm burnt out. I'm fried. My mind is as barren as the surface of the moon. I can run that catalog no longer.
What? Well, who's going to do it?
What about you?
Me? Why me?
Why indeed?
Mr. Peterman, you can't leave.
I've already left, Elaine. I'm in Burma.
Burma?
You most likely know it as Myanmar. But it'll always be Burma to me. Bonjour, Elaine! You there, on the motorbike! Sell me one of your melons!
Mr. Peterman?
Where?
Burma.
Isn't it Myanmar now?
Jerry, he wants me to run the catalog. I mean, it's crazy. I can't be in charge.
No, certainly not.
But I can't give people orders.
No one's going to listen to you.
I am not qualified to run the catalog.
You're not qualified to work at the catalog. Hey. What's wrong?
Oh, Peterman ran off to Burma, and now he wants me to run the catalog.
Where? Myanmar. Is that the discount pharmacy?
Well, I'm just going to tell him no. I can't run the catalog.
Whoa, whoa.
Can't? When did that word enter your vocabulary? What, is the job too difficult? What, you don't have enough experience? You're not smart enough? Where's your confidence?
Let me tell you a story. When I first studied karate...
Karate?
Yeah, karate. I had no support. Not from him, not from Newman. No. First time I sparred with an opponent, I was terrified. My legs, they were like noodles. Then I looked inside, and I found my katra.
Katra.
Yeah, your spirit, your being, that part of you that says, yes, I can.
Sammy Davis had it.
So I listened to my katra, and now
what?
I'm dominating the dojo. I'm class champion.
Well, you know, I have watched Peterman run the company.
Sure you have.
I know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Pair of pants, stupid story, a huge markup? I can do that.
You follow your katra and you can do anything. Now get out of here.
Okay.
That kid is going to be all right.
No, she's not.
Come on, Kramer. Hey!
Come on. Pump's down in the car.
Okay, Joey.
You guys both have class at the same time?
No, we're in the same class.
What do you mean you're in the same class?
He almost beat me.
Kramer, you're fighting children?
We're all at the same skill level, Jerry.
He's 9 years old. You don't need karate. You could just wring his neck.
I got comfort. Thanks for the juice box, Mrs. Z.
Hey, can we stop for ice cream on the way home, Mom?
I don't know about it.
Please.
Taking the job?
You got that straight. Now I want 4 new ideas from each of you by 6 o'clock. No, make that 6 ideas by 4 o'clock. All right, let's move, 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 move!
Are you prepared for kumite?
Yes, sensei.
Fight this.
Hang in there, big edge!
Come in.
We tried to call, but the line was busy.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here. Please. Cheese there?
We know the last 3 months have been hard on you.
Oh, yes. Very, very hard.
And they've been hard on us, too. It's a terrible tragedy when parents outlive their children.
Yes, I agree. I hope my parents go long before I do.
That's why we decided to create a foundation to preserve Susan's memory.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And, of course, we want you to be an integral part.
Yes, integral. How integral?
To be on the board of directors.
Great. Oh, gosh. You know, it's just... my duties with the Yankees,
Oh, don't worry, George. The foundation will revolve around your schedule. Evening, weekends, whenever you have free time.
I can't believe this is happening.
Well, it wouldn't have without your friend Jerry's inspirational words. He said to us, she's not really dead if her shadow is... what was it, dear?
Something about a way, wasn't it? And a light. And a... who the hell knows?
Well, what's important is that your relationship with Susan doesn't have to end.
So will you be sure to thank Jerry for us?
The second I see him...
Hey!
Hey. How's your day? Good?
Actually, yeah. I'm meeting Mulder here in a few minutes.
So, Rathacon, huh?
Yeah. Was that a beauty or what?
What was that line again? Something about finding your way in a shadow?
No. She's not really dead if we find a way to remember her.
That's it. That's the line that destroyed my life.
What?
The Rosses have started up a foundation, Jerry, and I have to sit on the board of directors.
Hey, board of directors, look at you.
Yeah, look at me. I was free and clear. I was living the dream. I was stripped of the waist eating a block of cheese the size of a car battery.
Before we go any further, I'd just like to point out how disturbing it is that you equate eating a block of cheese with some sort of bachelor paradise.
Don't you see? I'm back in.
All because of Wrath of Khan?
Yes!
Well, it was the best of those movies.
George? George? Oh. I'm Wick Thayer, chairman of the Susan Ross Foundation.
Wink?
Wick? Well, as you know, the Rosses have considerable monies.
Well, I know they have some monies.
They had more than some monies. Many, many monies. And they planned to give a sizable portion of their estate to you and Susan after the wedding.
So if Susan and I had... I mean, if the envelopes hadn't... then we...
Yes.
And now?
Not. It's all been endowed to the foundation. Even this townhouse.
This townhouse?
Yes, this would have been your wedding gift.
And now?
Not. Also endowed. George, I know how much Susan meant to you. This can't be easy.
You know, it really can't.
So who broke it off?
No, that's the thing. It was completely mutual.
Oh, come on. Everybody knows there's no such thing as a mutual breakup. Tell me the truth.
I am. It was the world's first.
You know, when I heard you got engaged, I thought maybe you'd matured.
But obviously, there's no growth here.
Well, I can't argue with that, but the fact remains, I was completely... Oh. Hello?
Please hold for Elaine Bennett.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Jerry!
Hey!
Hey! Guess who just finished laying out her first issue of the J. Peterman catalog?
How's it look?
It's a peach.
What's that?
I say it's a peach.
Elaine, let me ask you something. When I told you my breakup was mutual, did you believe me?
No. It's weak. No one's going to buy it, and you shouldn't be selling it.
I've got to do some research here.
Hey. Me? Talking? You know, between you and me, I always thought Kramer was a bit of a doofus. But he believed in me. You did not. So as I see it, he's not the doofus. You are the doofus.
Oh, I'm the doofus.
Yes. You, Jerry, are the doofus.
You know, it occurs to me that Kramer is at karate right now.
Well, maybe I'll just go down there and thank him in person.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What are you doing?
I'm dominating.
You never said you were fighting children.
Well, it's not the size of the opponent, Elaine. It's the ferocity.
What you used to build me up? This is where you got all that stupid Katra stuff?
No, that's from Star Trek 3. Search for Spock.
Search for Spock?
Yeah. I know Jerry will tell you that The Wrath of Khan is the better picture, but for me, I...
You stupid!
Okay, question number 8. What if I told you my fiancé left me for another man? Does that make me more likable, less likable, as likable? Let's start over here this time.
More. Less. Same.
Are we about through here?
She said your mom was meeting us in the alley.
She had a little change of plans.
What's going on? Hey, Timmy. Clara. Well, that was some kind of workout we had tonight, huh?
Now we finish it.
Huh? Dad, I wouldn't eat anything you caught in that pond out in front of the condo. All right, look, Elaine's here. I gotta get going. By the way, I'm not getting married. Tell Mom. Bye. So, did you stop by the dojo?
Yep.
How's your confidence level?
Shot.
Self-esteem?
Gone.
Doofus?
You.
All right, so what? You put out the catalog, how bad could it be? What is that?
The urban sombrero. I put it on the cover.
Nobody sees the cover. What happened to you?
I got whooped. You should have seen the rage in their little eyes. And those tiny little fists of fury. Oh. What is that?
It's the new cover of the J. Peterman catalog. It is Elaine's choice. Let's congratulate her.
All your fault. You told me I could run the company.
Well, then I was way off.
Well, I'll see ya.
Vaya con Dios.
I gotta go lay down. Are you and George going out a little later?
No, he's still stuck at the foundation.
You know, you ought to go down there and help him out. He's a widower.
Widower? Wait a second.
Hey, let's see. The beach house. 48 acres? Ooh, Southampton. That should fetch a fair price.
Would I have had access to that?
Of course. Would have been yours.
And now? Not.
Hello?
Hey, Georgie!
I'm doing some research down at the coffee shop. Your story's the one.
My story?
Yeah, your widower story's testing through the roof. What are you getting out of there?
Excuse me, Wick. We almost done here.
Oh, no, not even close.
I can't go.
What do you mean you can't go? There's two really cute girls sitting at the counter eating grilled cheese. Cheese, George. Cheese.
Okay, next item, Susan's doll collection. Estimated value, $2.6 million. What do you say we go through this doll by doll?
Nothing unusual. Every afternoon for the last 24 years, I'd shut the door to my office and sneak a little shut-eye. No one was the wiser. But then my wife gets me this urban sombrero. The next thing I know, my ass is out on the street.
I tried one, too. I woke up and found my walking papers tacked to the brim. Stupid Jake Pendleton.
Peterman. Jay Peterman.
I never thought a hat would destroy my life.